Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share with you a quick idea. Today is the Yahrzeit, the anniversary of the passing of the Piasetzna Rebbe, who is also known as the Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto. And he teaches on this week's Torah portion, he teaches that, you know, the Jewish people are referred to at a certain point by God as a stiff-necked nation. Stiff-necked nation, stubborn, right? And Moshe came before God and defended the Jewish people by saying, they're a stiff-necked nation. Now, this might seem strange. How can something be seen as a negative on the one hand and a positive on the other? And of course, the truth is, all of our midot are like that. All of our attributes, pretty much all of them, are considered to be good and holy, right? But there's a way you can misuse them, you can abuse them, you can use them in an unhealthy, extreme way that leads to destructive consequences. And so the Piasetzna Rebbe says that the same thing holds true for this attribute of stubbornness, right? That really, stubbornness and being stiff-necked is actually potentially a good thing. If you're able to be, if you're able to see the truth of Judaism, if you're able to have principles that are appropriate, and then you're stiff-necked about it, then you're stubborn about it, that's a good thing. That's honestly what we want. We actually have a word for that in English, principled, right? That sounds a lot better than stubborn, right? Stubborn has negative connotations because we've attached it to things that are, we've assumed that people are being stubborn about the wrong things, right? But when you understand that it's the same attribute, it's the same nida, it's just, are you applying it for the right things or the wrong things? Then it becomes clear that it's actually a maila, it's actually a good thing. It's a good attribute to have in your toolkit, so to speak, that you can pull out and use to be stubborn about things that are right, to be stubborn about things that are just, to be stubborn about things that are true. And so anyway, so this is a strong, needed attribute for any Jew. For any Jew, especially during the times of the exile, especially now, but in general, during the times of exile, when people are trying to, you know, pull the Jews into doing all sorts of things or manipulate them or threaten them or what have you, we have to know who we are. We have to know what is right and to be able to stand strong in the face of people and societies and cultures that are trying to pull us off the message that we represent and to pull us away from our true identity. All right, my friends, have yourselves a meaningful, peaceful, and glorious Shabbat.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.